MyAudiobooks.ai presents The Export Tap. Why Washington Just Loosened the Drone Rules in the Middle of a Drone Boom. On August 14, 2026, the Bureau of Industry and Security published a final rule in the Federal Register that reads like pure technical housekeeping. Adjust a parameter here, raise a threshold there, expand a license exception. What the rule actually does is loosen the export controls on unmanned aerial vehicles, drones, at the exact moment private capital is pouring billions into the American drone industry, and the summer's conflicts have made the weapon's value impossible to ignore. One day earlier, the same bureau quietly settled an enforcement case against a company that exported neural recording systems to a Chinese military-linked academy on the entity list. Two documents, two directions, one message. The export control state is being rewired in real time, and the drone is at the center of it. The Bureau itself is the least known power center in American foreign policy. BIS sits inside the Commerce Department, an agency most people associate with trade shows and the census, and it writes the rules that decide which technologies can leave the country and which foreign buyers can receive them. Its instruments are not carrier groups, but classification codes, dense annexes that sort every dual-use technology into licensing categories, and its decisions land on the same desks as the term sheets. Every defense tech startup's valuation model now includes a line for exportability. When BIS moves a threshold, an entire sector's revenue forecast moves with it. That is the power being exercised in the August 14th rule.
At myaudiobooks.ai, you can create your own audiobooks from prompts. Turn your documents into audio, all with one subscription, and store your items in your own personal library. During our research into the primary final rule, the enforcement settlement that accompanied it, and the three decades of drone export policy they update, we found a story about why Washington is loosening the tap on its most proliferation-sensitive technology, what the new thresholds actually permit to leave the country, and how the United States is trying to arm its allies' industries without arming its rivals.
Section 1. The Rules Nobody Reads That Govern the Sky.
To understand the rule, you have to understand what export controls on drones have looked like until now. For 30 years, the United States has treated capable unmanned aircraft as something close to a missile. The Missile Technology Control Regime and the Export Administration Regulations divided drones into categories by range, payload, and endurance, and anything that crossed the big thresholds needed a license, which usually meant it did not go. The intent was non-proliferation. Keep long-range unmanned systems out of the wrong hands.
The effect, over time, was stranger. American drone makers watched foreign competitors sell into markets the U.S. rules forbade them to touch, while the technology spread anyway, because a capable drone is increasingly a matter of good software and commodity parts rather than controlled hardware. The regime's founding compromise is worth remembering because the new rule is rewriting it. The missile-era controls were built on the assumption that the dangerous systems were rare, large, and state-built, a logic that held while unmanned aviation meant cruise missiles and Predator-class aircraft. The commercial drone revolution quietly broke the assumption. By the mid-2020s, a workshop could assemble a long-endurance platform from open parts, and the battlefield adaptation of cheap first-person view drones finished the argument. Controlling the hardware had become like controlling the weather. What remained controllable was the industrial layer, the manufacturers, with the production lines, the export orders, and the balance sheets. The new final rule, effective August 13th, is the correction. It removes a legacy parameter, the wind gust tolerance test, that once separated civil drones from controlled ones, raises the endurance thresholds that trigger licensing, adjusts the classification boundary between military and civil unmanned systems,
and expands a license exception that lets trusted partners buy controlled items with far less friction. Translated from the regulatory dialect, a large class of capable American drones can now be exported to allies without the licenses that used to stall or kill the sales. Section 2. Why now? The war economy meets the rulebook. The timing is not a coincidence, and the rule is honest about its logic if you read the findings. The summer's conflicts demonstrated, again, at scale, on camera, that inexpensive unmanned systems are now the decisive battlefield technology. At the same time, the private market data tells the parallel story. The American drone sector just recorded its biggest month of capital formation on record, with the two largest venture rounds of the month going to manufacturers of military aircraft. Washington faces a classic strategic bind. Keep the controls tight and watch allies buy Israeli, Turkish, and Chinese systems while American startups starve. Or loosen the tap, accept the proliferation risk, and let the domestic industry arm the alliance.
The foreign competition data is what turned the bind into an emergency. Turkish and Israeli drone makers spent the last decade building export empires on the back of permissive regimes and battlefield marketing, while Chinese manufacturers own the commercial layer outright. The components inside most Western drones already trace to Shenzhen. Every Allied procurement officer who could not wait out an American license had alternatives on the shelf, and every alternative purchase weakened the case for the rule's existence. The Bureau's own language concedes the point. Controls that the market routes around do not control anything. They just allocate the sales to someone else's industry.
The category mechanics are where the policy actually lives. The missile-era regime sorted drones into two buckets. Category 1, the big, long-range systems treated like ballistic missiles, a presumption of denial, almost nothing exported. And Category 2, everything smaller, controlled by license. The problem the new rule solves is that the battlefield revolution happened inside Category 2's upper edge, medium endurance, payload-capable systems that are cheap enough to mass-produce and capable enough to matter. Every month those stayed license-locked, the Allies bought from someone else.
Raising the endurance threshold and rewriting the parameters moves exactly that class of system into the exportable column, the workhorse class of the current wars, while leaving the strategic tier systems locked. The rule chooses the second path, and it chooses it with surgical precision. Raising the endurance threshold matters because endurance is the dividing line between a hobbyist's quadcopter and a weapon with reach. Removing the wind gust parameter matters because that test had become a relic that captured commercial aircraft nobody would ever weaponize. Expanding the license exception for trusted partners matters because it hardwires a two-tier world, fast lanes for allies, walls for everyone else. The rule does not abandon control. It rebuilds control around capability tiers and alliance tiers at the same time.
Section 3. The other document. The settlement in the margins. The same day, BIS announced an administrative settlement that shows the other edge of the system. A company called Plexon agreed to settle 8 violations of the Export Administration regulations for exporting neural recording systems, research-grade neurotechnology, the kind used to study the brain, to China's Academy of Military Medical Sciences, an entity on the entity list without a license. The dollar value involved was small, roughly $179,000. The principal was not. The entity list exists to cut off exactly that flow, and the settlement is the Bureau demonstrating that the walls still have teeth, even as the fast lanes open.
The settlement, announced the same day the drone rule loosened, is the Bureau telling its audience, we are not getting out of the control business. We are moving it. Read together. The two documents are one policy. Open the tap for drones to allies. Close it harder for strategic technology to rivals. The old export control state tried to control categories of things. The new one is trying to control the direction of flow. Section 4. The original angle, the capital policy loop. Setting the rule against the month's deal data reveals the loop that now runs American industrial policy. Private capital mobilized into defense drones at record pace in the last 30 days. We documented 219 deals and $4.6 billion in this vertical. The export rule is the state's half of the same move. It opens the foreign demand that those manufacturers' investors are underwriting. A drone startup's pitch this year is not just the American contract. It is the allied market the new license exception unlocks. The state loosens the rules. The capital funds the capacity. The capacity fills the orders the loosened rules permit. No announcement ties the two together. The loop runs anyway.
The loop has a history, and it is shorter than people think. For most of the 20th century, arsenal building ran the other direction. The state defined a requirement, appropriated the money, and the industry formed around the contract. The venture-funded defense era inverted the sequence. The industry forms first on private money, and the state's role shifts from funder to gatekeeper. It no longer decides what gets built, only what gets sold and to whom. That makes the export rule the actual throttle on the whole sector's valuation, because a defense startup with a foreign sales lane is worth multiples of one without it. When BIS moves a threshold, it is not just setting foreign policy. It is repricing 100 cap tables at once.
This is what 21st century arsenal building looks like when the arsenal is privately financed. Not a procurement program, but a ratchet, with the regulator and the investor each advancing the other. It is efficient. It is fast. And it means the decision about how many strike-capable drones exist in the world is now being made jointly by a bureau's technical annexes and a venture partner's term sheet, with no single room where both are debated. At myaudiobooks.ai, you can listen to this story and thousands of others that explore the hidden science and mechanics behind the headlines.
Section 5. What to look for next?
The first signal is the order book. Watch whether the loosened thresholds convert into allied purchases of American systems within 2 quarters. The license exception only matters if the fast lane actually moves product. The second is the adversary response. Every loosening of drone exports is read in Moscow, Beijing, and Tehran as a statement about how the next proxy war gets supplied, and their own export and reverse engineering programs will adjust on the same timeline. The third is the enforcement tempo. The Plexon settlement is small, but watch whether the entity list additions and settlements accelerate. If the Bureau is opening the front door wider, the backdoor cases are how it proves the walls still exist.
The fourth is the follow-on rules. The same agencies are reviewing autonomous systems and swarm technology controls, and this rule's logic, capability tiers plus alliance tiers, is the template they will use. The fifth is the allied build-out itself, whether partners use the fast lane to buy finished American systems or to license the production lines. The difference decides whether the rule strengthens the alliance's arsenal or just its inventory. The sixth is the congressional reaction. Export control loosenings historically invite a hawkish review, and any move in Congress to re-tighten by statute would freeze the tiers in place for years.
Each of these determines whether the export tap becomes the instrument that arms the alliance for the drone century, or the loosening that future investigators trace the next proliferation crisis back to.
Section 6. The broader pattern and open question. The broad pattern is that the export control state is being rebuilt for an era when the critical technology is cheap, mass-produced, and dual-use to its core. You cannot control a drone the way you controlled a reactor or a supercomputer. The barrier to entry is a competent engineering team and a supply chain, not a national laboratory. So the strategy inverts. Instead of preventing the technology from existing elsewhere, you race to make the allied version dominant and surveil the exceptions.
containment becomes competition, and competition becomes the new containment. The rules now measure success by whose drones fill the Allied arsenals, not by whose are denied.
There is a second pattern, and it is about who sets the tiers. When the fast lanes and the walls are drawn by rulemaking, the map of who gets American weapons technology is drawn by regulators and lobbyists, rather than treaties and votes. The tiers in this rule, trusted partners, everyone else, are foreign policy written in a classification annex. They will matter more than most communiques this decade, because they decide which countries field which capabilities. And once the systems are sold, the tiers are almost impossible to redraw.
Which leaves the open question. When the tap is open and the industry is armed, does the alliance get a secure supply of the defining weapon of the era? Or does the world simply get more of them from everyone, everywhere, with the loosened rules as the opening exhibit? The rule is final. The thresholds are set. The tap is open. And the history of every previous loosening says we will not know which answer is true until the technology shows up somewhere it was never supposed to be. On a battlefield, the annexes never imagined. At myaudiobooks.ai, you can create fiction, nonfiction, and turn your documents into audio, all stored in one place with a single subscription. Plus, get instant access to thousands of audiobooks and deep dive investigations. Learn more today at myaudiobooks.ai.
This concludes the audiobook narration. Thank you for listening.